jury to get movie theater massacre case.
Did Holmes know right from wrong when he opened fire?
Getting a clearer picture of Pluto.
Our spacecraft did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Devastating Kentucky floods.
Six people still missing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just days from the three-year anniversary of the Colorado movie theater massacre where 12 people died and 70 were wounded, a jury is set to begin today to deliberate the fate of the gunman. CBS's Lee Frank is covering.
The big legal issue for jurors is whether they believe James Holmes was insane, as defense lawyer Daniel King contends.
The overwhelming evidence is that Mr. Holmes was in the throes of a psychotic episode.
Prosecutor George Brockler argues the admitted movie theater gunman must be held accountable.
Reject this claim that he didn't know right from wrong when he murdered those people.
Sandy Phillips has sat in court wearing a green scarf that belonged to her daughter Jessica, one of 12 people shot to death.
This is far from being where we can take a deep breath and let it out. We'll be glad when it's over.
Lee Frank, CBS News, Centennial, Colorado.
The mysteries and wonders of Pluto are beginning to come into focus now that the New Horizons spacecraft sent a signal to Earth after its close encounter. CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Propulsion is nominal.
RF is nominal.
One by one, interpreting the burst of data from 3 billion miles away, managers reported New Horizons systems were working just fine. A critical moment telling Mission Control the spacecraft had safely passed by Pluto. Now comes the anticipation of seeing and analyzing all the information it has gathered. New higher-resolution photos are to be released in a few hours.
The team trying to fly a solar-powered plane around the world has hit a snag. It'll be sidelined in Hawaii till next spring because of battery damage. The journey began in March. A day after diplomats struck a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it's clear who's for and against it. Saudi Arabia attacked it today in newspaper columns and cartoons. Israel has too. Russia and Syria, military partners with Iran, have given a thumbs up. Well, here at home, it boils down to Congress. Capitol Hill correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
With Republicans outspoken in their opposition to a deal, the president needs Democrats to stick by him to sustain a veto. That's why Vice President Biden is heading up to Capitol Hill today to brief House Democrats in person, answer their questions, and assuage their concerns. In the Senate, assuming all Republicans vote to override a veto, the president can only afford to lose 12 votes on his side of the aisle. Any more, and opponents could kill the deal.
Greece's parliament's voting today on a new bailout deal designed to keep the country from economic collapse, but fresh worker strikes are threatening to undermine the country's prime minister. A court in Germany has sentenced a 94-year-old man who collected money and other possessions from Auschwitz prisoners to 4 years in prison. Oskar Gröning was convicted on 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. Back here at home, rescuers are still trying to find at least six people unaccounted for in devastating floodings that hit eastern Kentucky. Two deaths are blamed on the raging water, and more than 150 homes have been damaged or destroyed, including Brad Salisbury's.
Everybody pretty much lost everything here. There's nothing left, which I'll never be coming back here.
And Kentucky's governor has declared a state of emergency, ordering in state resources to help out. There's a stunning follow-up to the story of a woman who died in a Washington State ice cave earlier this month. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Less than a week after seeing their mother killed by falling rocks and ice, four bereaved children lost their father, too. Police say Adrian Martinez Cardona of Redlands, California, was shot outside a bar Sunday night after getting into an argument. Relatives of the estranged couple are now focused on helping the two boys and two girls aged from 1 to 14. The eldest was injured in the ice cave accident. So was her uncle, Steve.
16-year-old Autumn Veach has gone home from the hospital. She was the lone survivor of a small plane crash that killed her step-grandparents in Washington State. She hiked 2 days through a forest to get to safety and call for help.
I have a lot of burns on my hands and covered in bruises and scratches and stuff.
Her family says despite it all, she's in good spirits. For some consumers, today is like Christmas in July as two retail giants square off. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Amazon's promoting a sale for its Prime members for its 20th anniversary. Walmart is countering with its own sale. Andrea Warrock is with a cannoli online marketing firm. She says, look for deals on electronics, home goods, even
those fitness trackers, which are such a popular item these days.
She says it's important to be smart and maybe a bit skeptical.
The original price may be inflated to make that deal look like a better value. And ultimately, not everything offered on sale on Amazon is going to be the lowest price.
And says Warrock, expect prices to fluctuate, often. Peter King, CBS News.
Shopping in New York City for plenty of tourists has included a visit to the iconic toy store FAO Schwarz. Tom Hanks played an oversized floor piano with his feet in the store in the movie Big. A victim of rising rents, the store is closing its doors for good today. It was a star-studded night for the national pastime in Cincinnati.
The most anticipated moment was the return of the man banished from baseball. 26 years after being banned, Pete Rose was allowed by the commissioner to take part in a pregame ceremony. On Fox Sports, Rose said he was grateful.
It was unbelievable. It's a humbling experience.
As for the stars of the present, the biggest star last night was arguably the best player in the game today, Mike Trout of the LA Angels. He led the American League to a 6-3 win and became the first player ever to win back-to-back All-Star Most Valuable Player awards. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the All-Star Game in Cincinnati.
A judge in Los Angeles has cut more than $2 million from the $7.4 million copyright infringement verdict against Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams for their hit Blurred Lines, but the family of Marvin Gaye will also get 50% of the song's future royalties. Pioneering broadcast journalist Marlene Sanders has died at 84.
I'm Marlene Sanders, CBS News, New York.
Before her time at CBS News, she was the first woman to anchor a TV network newscast on ABC in 1964 and was a three-time Emmy winner. Boston has bid farewell to what was once a huge 75-foot-high tower of snow and trash from last winter. It melted. The mayor will announce the winners of a contest. Entrants had to predict when it would be gone. New way to find out if your surgeon has a good track record. CBS's Dan Revive.
The nonprofit Consumer's Checkbook Rating Service for the first time takes medical records of 4 million major surgeries, looking at the results and naming names when surgeons have better outcomes versus those whose patients are more likely to suffer or die.
One out of every 10 of these surgeons does terrifically well, has death rates of less than 3%. Other surgeons, it's up 11-12%.
The operations with higher risk include heart valve and bypass surgery, says Robert Krughoff, founder of Consumer's Checkbook, with a new website, surgeonratings.org. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A shark got a helping hand the other day from people who might otherwise fear it. A great white got stuck at low tide near a Massachusetts beach. It was splashed with water by swimmers until a rope could be attached to its fin and a boat hauled it to open water. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.